Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Audio courtesy of this show and ESPN. I'm going to get to this here in just a moment. This Drew Holiday trade to the Portland Trail Blazers and what it might mean for the Cavaliers or what it wouldn't mean for the Cavaliers. Danny Cunningham is in.
Hello.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I want Owen in on this as well. If Mitch wants to jump in, fine. We'll see. I need help. I need help interpreting a dream. I had a dream last night.
Ooh.
It was a harrowing ordeal.
Tell me more.
I survived a plane crash.
Oh, my goodness.
In the dream.
What?
And I woke up and I go, that's not good. The dreams about plane crashes, that ain't good.
So are you scared to fly now?
Oh, I've been scared to fly my whole life. I have many fears. Snakes, flying, heights, exercise, lots of fears. And planes, you know, that's just one of the things that leaving the ground and all that stuff. When I think I've had like one pleasant sort of thing of flying, and that was it. And everything else, I've been just terrified of the whole experience. And I don't like it. And then I swear to God, I know the dream vividly. We get on the plane, and I was with my buddy. Was I with Tone? It was either Tone or my buddy Brett. One of the two.
Sounded pretty vivid so
far.
Hold
on. That's a great point. It's a great point. We were leaving the airport. I get in, and I'm like, I am in the front row.
First class, nice.
There's nothing but seat. It was a big plane.
Congratulations on all your success.
So I'll tell you what it was. You want me to tell you the scenario? I don't want to tell you the scenario full on because I don't want to scare other people.
You got a flight number?
I swear to God, it was like Browns preseason. And we were coming back from someplace. And it was like there was two planes, and one of them was like, hey, you're going to get on the plane with like you and the other radio people, and you guys are going to be with like the second teamers and third teamers and fourth teamers and all that stuff. Like I was on the plane with, as of right now, Shador.
I was going to ask which quarterbacks were on the plane with.
Well,
you.
I mean, if he's fourth team quarterback right now, then we were on the plane together. So we go, there's the cockpit is below us. It's like right in front of us, but below us. I can't see the pilots.
Okay.
And there's nothing but sky in front of us. And I'm like, I can't believe they sat me in the front. This ain't good.
So like you can see out into the sky.
I can see out into this, but we're parked in the parking lot airport right then and there. So the plane takes off, right? And immediately someone right next to me, whoever it was, whether it's a Lima or Brett, the dark haired man, starts freaking out. I'm like, stop it. This isn't good for me either. And you freaking out isn't making it any better. And we're taking off. And as we're taking off, like everything below the ground starts to turn into like Mario Kart. I'm going somewhere here. Hold on. And there's like this thing spinning, like a windmill thing spinning, but like you would see it in Mario Kart. And I heard the pilot like, hey, you want to turn the wing here? And as they turned the wing, they're like, too late. And it clipped the windmill. And I'm going, that ain't good. That ain't good. And for a second, it stabilized. I go, still ain't going to be good. And the guy, like, I swear to God, I heard the cockpit go, we're going down. I went, this is it. Can't believe it's happening to me. Here we go.
What a terrifying dream to have.
I swear to God, I go, just close your eyes. It'll all be over soon.
And then you survived.
Well, I opened my eyes. And the guy goes, we're going to land it in the river. And I'm sitting there going, I'm not kidding you guys, man. I can't make this up. I have my fingers crossed and I'm going, just don't catch on fire. 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 We go, we hit the water, we slide. We're starting to do like a 360 in the water. Nothing catches on fire. We're all good.
Everybody survived. Yeah.
And they're going, well, we'll get another plane for you. I go, I ain't getting on another plane. I'm getting on a bus. And I woke up and I go, man, that was a bad dream. And then I went, oh, that's fairly significant. It was like 2 a.m. So I couldn't even say it was like the witching hours 3. So like the devil wasn't talking to me yet. So I had to go from that, and then that was it. And I woke up. But I had another dream as well where there was a goat-headed person coming after me. That
was a wild night.
And if you have a goat-headed person coming after you, that's Beelzebub. So I had a wild-ass night. I don't know why. I don't know what I had before dinner, but I had pizza. That's what I had.
A dream about a plane crash can signify a sense of being overwhelmed, losing control, or facing a major setback in one's life.
You got something going on you want to talk about?
Plane crash?
No.
What about what about surviving the plane crash?
It doesn't say. Get more specific in here. It just says plane crash.
I want Google.
You obviously survived. This is not a Nightmare on Elm Street scenario. No, where you didn't make it through.
But Google dreaming about surviving a plane crash. Because I mean, we were getting off the plane like on those raft things.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll get another plane for like everybody was so nonchalant. And I'm going, I ain't getting on another plane. And then I woke up. Mitch was going to say something.
I do have an interpretation of surviving a plane crash, meaning okay. If you want it. It's from dreams.co.uk says, dreaming about sounds a plane legit. Crash, but surviving has a positive meaning. It symbolizes your ability to overcome challenges or any obstacles in your path and start a fruitful period in your life.
Fruitful. Okay. What about when there's a goat-headed person coming after you in your childhood home? What does that tell you?
It could be linked to themes of primal urges, rebellion, or even the darker aspects of the subconscious.
Lucifer.
Sounds to me like you had a wild night.
Beelzebub.
I'd feel pretty good about where you stand if you didn't have that second dream. I do think surviving the plane crash in a dream, pretty good sign for what's to come. The second dream can't say the same.
Well, the other thing with the plane crash, too, is that it could mean abandoning a toxic relationship, according to Miller's Guild.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Ken.
Lima has the week off. Tone has the week off.
Well, you know, if he was here, because he got me to watch it as well, we would be talking about the rehearsal season 2, which was nothing but a man teaching himself to fly a 737 and then flying that 737, and that's all we would talk about right now. So
you and Lima?
Oh, you would be a part of it, too, and you'd have no clue what's going on.
No.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He loves this show.
Really?
Yes.
And what's it on? HBO?
Max.
Oh, HBO oh Max. Okay, whatever. Yeah, whatever they're calling themselves this week. Yeah, who knows? Okay, I have never seen the rehearsal. I started the first episode of Righteous Gemstones season 4, but that's as far as I went. All right, so I got that off my chest.
I'm just glad you're here.
Yeah.
After that terrifying ordeal.
What should I be more worried about?
The second one.
The plane crash or the goat head?
I think the goat head.
The person had a goat head, man. And when I woke up the second time, I was like, that's the devil.
All the dream interpretations say surviving a plane crash is good. That's a good dream.
All right.
Can't say the same about the second one.
No.
That's tough.
I remember a lot of my dreams. I remember so many of my dreams, man. I have these dreams, and there's times, I swear to you, I think I have, what's it called, where you see things beforehand, you have the premonitions of beforehand, like, they're not psychic, but kind of psychic.
Yeah.
But it's always of innocuous things. Like, I will have this dream, I swear to you, where I'll just, like, move an envelope. And then later on in the week, I will move an envelope and go, that happened in a dream earlier, man. Like, I'm telling you, they're subconscious, it's there, man.
Do you have a recurring dream?
Yeah.
It's about moving an envelope.
Well, I just got this envelope in here.
It's so that he can send people like Don Staley thank you letters for coming on the show.
What's the matter with sending some thank you letters to famous people for coming on the show? What's wrong with that? Someone's got to be nice around here.
His handwriting.
You know what? No, because my handwriting is, you know, this is chicken scratch. This is my cursive.
And that's nicer than anything I've ever written.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to deal with it.
Every time you post something on the internet that has your handwriting, the immediate comments are how nice your handwriting
is. Thank you.
Oh,
that's half the reason I do it.
Yes, and that's why you send thank you letters too.
I'm messing with you.
Ellen Staley gets, wow, this guy knows how to write.
Idea. Well, hopefully that makes her come on even more on the show. I'd like to hear her. I like, where the hell was I going to say?
About your recurring dream.
Oh, the reoccurring dream. Thank you. This is sad. This is pathetic, actually.
Yep.
The reoccurring theme dream I have. Well, do you want me to tell it or not?
Oh, go ahead.
I'm back playing high school football. I'm still not good. And I'm like always late to a game or practice or something. And the worst part about it is I'm still bad. I'm not good.
Even in your dreams.
And they're like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I don't know why I'm here, to be honest with you. I mean, it happens. It happens more than a handful of times a year, to be honest with you. And I'm like, back in high school football, and I don't know what thing I need to have closure on to end that, to not have those dreams.
That's easy for anybody that's listened to the show for any amount of time.
What's that?
This is all going back to the knee injury. Do you wake up tomahawk chopping?
No! No!
Like you did when they wheeled you off the Canton McKinley football field that day.
I don't have closure of high school football.
It's got to be it.
I broke my leg and I was bad. Let's underline, I was also not good.
You were also.
So what?
Giving the crowd the old salute.
Danny, I did not tomahawk chop as they carted me out of the stadium.
Not what I heard.
I did give somebody, as I went carted by, I did give them a thumbs up. I couldn't walk, but other than that.
Not the tomahawk chop, though.
There was no tomahawk chopping.
I read it on the internet.
No.
Google former Perry football players on the internet right now and see what stories you see. You'll see it.
Put the safety back on, sir. And that's surprising to say it to you. I expect it out of somebody sitting in that chair, not this one. Anywho, so if you want to interpret my dream, go right on ahead. Cavs did not make a trade yesterday.
No.
Drew Holiday made a trade yesterday. Well, he didn't make the trade.
He was in the trade.
He was in the trade.
They called him up and said, hey, Drew, you want to do this?
Drew Holiday was in the trade to the Portland Trailblazers. What, if anything, does it mean for the Cleveland Cavaliers in their future, Danny?
So I think that this is one that probably makes the Boston Celtics a little bit better than what they are, but the Celtics are not a finished product at this point. And I think as Boston looks to navigate this year and get out of the second apron and get under the tax, which is what their goal for this offseason is, they're not going to be a factor, to me, in the Eastern Conference. That is what this means to me. I think that this is the start of not some massive teardown for Boston, but of some sort of teardown. The East is Cleveland's to take. And I think that this trade is just another piece of evidence pointing towards that.
So do I want to make a trade now if I'm the Cleveland Cavaliers?
It depends what's available to you.
You just wrote Cleveland's to take.
It is. It depends what is available to you. I don't think that the Cavs are in a spot where they should make a trade to make a trade. Do I think that there should be things that are worth looking at changes? Absolutely. But I don't think that this is a case, and I know we will get into the Darius Garland stuff.
Hell yeah, we will.
But this isn't a case where you just trade Darius Garland away to trade Darius Garland away. You don't trade Jared Allen away just to trade Jared Allen away. You listen, you explore what's there, but you don't do it just to do it. That doesn't make sense. I think there is certainly risk. If you are Kobe Altman in the Cavs front office, there's risk in standing pat.
Tell me
but
why.
There's risk in making a move.
What was the record of the Portland Trailblazers at the end of the year?
I believe they were 36 and 46.
36 and 46 at the end of the year. So what's the reason for the Portland Trailblazers trading for Drew Holiday?
Because of what they did following, I believe it was January 1st or maybe it was December 15th. They had a really good record after that point. Mm-hmm. They got off to a terrible start last year. They were a team that looked to be in the tank. I think they might have been 10 and 27 at some point in the season. And then they were one of the better teams in the Western Conference down the stretch. It just wasn't good enough to make the playoffs. They are a team that thinks, with some of the pieces that they have, that they can be competitive for like the seventh seed in the West next year.
All right, so what are they building to? Because this is a man who just turned 35 years old, Drew Holiday. So what are you building towards if you're the Portland Trail Blazers trading for a 35-year-old forward?
I think this is something that, one...
Excuse me, guard.
I think it shows belief in Scoot Henderson a little bit
Lord
more.
Lord Almighty.
Because I don't know that they had enough room for Anfernee Simons and Scoot Henderson in their backcourt.
And?
I think that this is something showing belief in Shaedon Sharpe and Denny Avdia as a potential franchise-type cornerstone piece.
First time that name's been mentioned on this show.
It is.
Maybe the last.
Probably. And it also kind of brings in the culture standpoint. You have to, at a certain point, you have to learn how to win. And Drew Holiday knows how to win. I don't think he's going to be somebody that is impacting championships ever again in his career with where he's at just in terms of years.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to bring a culture to Portland. He's going to show them how to win. And that's something that they can use moving forward once he's maybe not part of that puzzle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.